朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站的福乐人生讲坛，今天的讲员是张开地牧师，为你讲解圣经真理，帮助你更好地认识神和相信神，并能传讲主耶稣的福音。
我不晓得是因为这个冷气开的，我每次读这一段，我的心里面的发凉发抖啊。
I don't know if it's because of the AC, but every time I read this, my heart shivers.
这 Samuel 继续的祷告。
As Samuel continues to pray.
一跳跳到二十九节。
And here we skip over to verse 29.
他说以色列的大能者必不说谎，也不知怎么样。不至于后悔，他不会后悔啊。
It says the glory of the Lord will not lie or regret.
因为他灰飞世人，他绝不后悔。No, 他不会后悔。
Because there shall be no regret, he does not regret.
他 will not lie or have regret, for he is not a man. 他不是像人那样子来悔改的。哦，同样在这一段 ，Samuel 记上十五章。
So in the same chapter, Samuel 15, 1 Samuel 15.
十一节说他后悔了。
Verse 11 seems to say that God regretted or relented.
29节说他绝不会后悔。
Here in verse 29 it says he should never regret.
35节。
What about verse 35?
Samuel 一直离开扫罗王，一直到他死的日子，再也没有见扫罗。但是 Samuel 为扫罗悲哀，因为耶和华后悔立他为以色列的王。
Samuel left Saul and never see Saul again, but he kept praying for Saul and his heart grieved over. It says here that the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel.
在这边耶和华有没有后悔？
Here does it say that the Lord regretted?
Yes.
Yes.
我再给你看一次。
One more.
同样这段的圣经。
Same chapter.
撒母耳记上十五章
First Samuel 15
十九节说我后悔了 Yes 他后悔了
First 11 it says Yes I regret it
二十九节说他不像人他绝对不会后悔
Verse 29 says Well he's not a man so I don't regret
到了刚刚的三十五节他说又后悔了
Here in verse 35 it says here that the Lord regretted
但是你注意二十九节说到神不说谎不后悔，是说他要弃绝扫罗这件事情，我不再改变。
But take note here in verse 29, when the Lord says He does not lie and has no regret, He was talking about this incident about Saul being king.
你够搞糊涂了吧
？Are you confused now?
没有啊，还有说没有。
No. Someone said no.
这是扫罗王的 offense 得罪神的地方。
So next, here we're going to talk about David's offense.
再下来，撒母耳记下的第二十四章，大卫他数算百姓。
And here is when David had to take a census of the Israelites, 2 Samuel 24.
神就叫加德去责备他。
And God sent Gad to talk to David.
事实上。大卫王他的心是很柔细的，他数完了他就觉得神不喜悦，他里面就自责。
Actually, David had a very sensitive heart. After he took the census, he felt that he didn't feel good. There was discomfort.
加德带着神的话到大卫王面前。
Gad went to David with the word of God.
他说耶和华说有三样灾。随你挑。
He said that there were three for you to choose.
这三样灾，请问我们中间的弟兄姐妹，如果你是大卫，你怎么挑
？There were three that was going to come to David, and if it was you, which one would you pick?
因为你自己的骄傲，你要数算百姓。
Because of your own pride, you want to go and have, conduct a census among your people?
我知道，因为有人引用这一段说，我们在教会里面不应该数我们每个礼拜到多少人。
I know this because some in our church say, well, we shouldn't take attendance of our church on a weekly basis.
何欢笑得很高兴，但如果你还是觉得是那个，你去问他为什么笑啊。
Well, Ho Hua is laughing, so if you want to know what's going on, you can go talk to her.
神给他三个选择，你要你的国中有七年的饥荒。
God gave David three choices. Do you want famine in your kingdom?
还是你要被敌人追赶三个月？
Or would you want your enemy to go after you for 3 months?
还是在你的国中有三日的瘟疫？
Or if there should be a pestilence in your in your kingdom for 3 days.
又一次，当我读这一段的话时候，我里面心惊胆跳。
Again, when I read this passage, my heart
trembled.
My heart trembles.
你要怎么挑？
What? How would you choose?
大卫三选一，他怎么挑？
There were three choices. What did David choose? Do you know?
张访那个天风。挑对了就当博士。
For those who just received their doctorate, if you choose the right one, you get your doctor.
你看大卫怎么挑？大卫什么都不挑，没有挑。
David, he didn't pick any of those.
他说我甚为难，我宁愿落在耶和华的手里面。
He said, "I'm in great distress. I'd rather fall in the hands of the Lord."
因为他有丰盛的怜悯。
Because his mercy is great.
因为他这样子讲了。就没事 ，no。耶和华就叫瘟疫进到他们中间。
Was it because he said this that nothing happened to them? No, but the Lord still sent a pestilence on Israel.
三天。
For 3 days.
死多少人
？How many died?
你们自己去看。
Go home and read.
但是奇怪的是，并没有人祷告。
But then the funny thing was, no one prayed.
对不起，可能没有记载祷告。
Maybe they were, but it was not recorded.
当神的灭命的天使到一个阿南禾场的时候。手中伸出来的刀。
And when the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it,
他要灭耶路撒冷城。
It was going to destroy Jerusalem.
耶和华后悔。
The Lord relented.
就不降这灾了。
And he withheld the way he wanted to destroy it.
他就吩咐这个灭民的天使说，够了。住手。
He told this angel of death that it is enough.
The Lord relented. 我们这样的经文一共有十一处。
The verses like this can be found in the Bible in 11 other places.
我请问你，你觉得神不会后悔的，请举手。
Those of you who think that God does not regret, raise your hand.
有一个哦，现在有人举手了。
Okay. Well, more and more
有两个是伸懒腰的。
Right. Well, two were just stretching, huh?
你觉得神会后悔
？Do you think?
请你举手。
If you think God do regret, raise your hand.
你觉得神又会后悔，也不会后悔的，请你举手。
If you think God do regret and don't regret as well, raise your hand.
真聪明哈。
These are the smart ones, huh?
刚刚没举手的举手。
Those who didn't raise your hand earlier, raise your hands now.
我相信第三个，圣经上说他会后悔，他又不后悔。
I believe in the third one. The Bible does say that he regrets.
你是一个读圣经的人，你怎么办
？So you read the Bible. What do you do?
神学家告诉我们这两个名词。
Theologians give us this word.
连他都不会念，我试试看啊。Anthropomorphism.
There we go.
念了也白念，但是呢，我自己看他的意思，他说，在神启示他的话语的时候，他用人的形状来形容，他的自己。
So what this word mean, as I checked, was it meant as God revealed Himself to man, He revealed it in a form of man,
man's body,
in a body.
你有没有听过圣经上的话语说，他的 膀臂不会缩短。你有没有说到他的 arm 不会缩短？
Have you read in the Bible that it says that God, his arm stretches far from the east and the west, right?
神的眼目遍察全地，有没有念到这样的圣经？
His eyes sees, oversees the his creation.
神有膀臂，神有眼睛吗？
Does God have hands or wings? Does God have eyes?
你说你这个牧师问这话太大胆了。
You ask, why, Pastor, why do you ask this kind of question?
但圣经告诉我们 ，God is the spirit.
But the Bible said that God is spirit.
是神，是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
那个 spiritual God 没有膀臂，没有眼睛。
The spiritual God does not have physical arms or wings or eyes.
在圣经上说，用他的膀臂说到他的能力，说到他的触及。
But when the Bible speaks about his arms, wings, or his power, his strength,
and his touch,
and his touch,
用他的眼目说到他的看见，他的 insight.
Bible uses eyes to describe him.Showing off his insights to the world.
因为神是超越时空的神。
Because our God is a God that is above time.
神是无形无相，无言可以形，无言可名可以形容的神。
He's an invisible God. He has no form.
但是他要跟我们通话。
But he.Wants to communicate with us.
他用人的言语，用人的膀臂，用人的眼睛，让你明白。
And he communicates us with our language, our hands and wings, and our eyes.
除了这个拟人形化以外，还有一个字叫拟人性化。Anthropopathism.
I guess. So the next word is anthropopathism.
他用人的感觉来说到他的感觉。
And so God communicates man's feeling through his feeling.
所以这个中文我翻译的，我不晓得是不是正统的中文的神学的翻译，拟人形化。跟拟人性化，或者叫拟人情感的情况。
And so there are these two words. One talks about man's form, and the other one talks about feeling.
但是我很快的，我要往下面走。
But very quickly, I have to move on.
这一段话在《申命记》。
This is found in Deuteronomy.
请问，创出立民生，摩西五经。在圣经的什么地方？
So do you know where the first five books, the Pentateuch
最前面
is?
Pentateuch.
Yeah, the Pentateuch is.
摩西五经是在圣经的最前面，是神的律法。
So these five books, the Pentateuch is a God's law.
在神的子民开始认识他的时候，他已经颁布他的律法，借着摩西，借着十诫来传给他的百姓。
As God's people start to get to know him, God has already given these laws to his people.
以色列人的历史正在开始起步，那个 infancy, 那个小婴儿的时候，神就告诉他们。
As the Israelites were forming, as their history starts, God already had laid these laws for them.
他告诉他们说，如果你们顺服我，如果你我要怎么样把福气在你们的身上。
God said, if you, how you submit to me, and I'll bring for the blessings to you.
如果你们背逆我，我会把你们抛来抛去在万国中间。
If you do not submit to me, I will throw you left and right in among the nations.
但是在《申命记》的32章36节那边，当他看见他的百姓在做亡国奴，在被抛来抛去的时候，他无论你是困住，是被捆绑做奴隶的，或者是自由的，都没有剩下。我必为他们伸冤，为他的仆人怎么样？后悔。
But here, as the Lord saw his people being being thrown as slaves in the outer country, the Lord, he says this, for the Lord will vindicate his people because he has compassion on his servants.
这边底下还有中文有英文 will relent himself for his people. 他就为他的子民后悔。
Yeah, he will relent himself for his people.
等一下，等一下，他的子民还没有犯罪咯。
Well, so here, before we go there, his people has not sinned against him yet, right here.
他在律法书先预告你们我会后悔。
But in his law, he already told them that I will vindicate for you. I will relent.
预先说如果你们回转我会后悔。
He said this before even they sinned. He said, if you sin, I will vindicate for you.
而且他在他们犯罪得罪神之前他已经为他们预备了救恩的计划。
And even before they have sinned against him, he prepared a salvation for them.
这个生命戒指搞丑了，我再看看中再看看新约。
Well, you said maybe this Deuteronomy, it was wrong. Let me check New Testament.
以弗所书一开始
，The beginning of Ephesians，
一章四节开始讲到父神、子神、灵神的工作。
Chapter 1, it talks about the work of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of the world, he chose us in his Son.
使我们在他里面，在耶稣基督里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And in him we have redemption through his blood.
第七节才来开始讲到 blood。第七节说，我们借着爱子的血我们得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Alright, so it's verse 4 and 7.
在这个以弗所书说在万事以前，在创立世界以前，所有的存在都还不存在的时候。
Here in Ephesians, it talked about how even before the foundation of all, before anything was even created.
所以人都还没有受造。
Even before any man was created.
我说人类。
I mean mankind was created.
所以自然他们还没有堕落。
And of course then they have not fallen, have not sinned.
神已经把他的后悔的计划已经陈列出来。
Even that happened, God already set up his salvation plan predestined for us.
借着我的儿子的血。要来救你们。
And this is done through the blood of his son to come and to save us.
这个超越时空的神今天在跟你我讲什么？
This is a God who is beyond time and matters and everything. What is God trying to tell you this morning?
他后悔不是因为他 surprise 我以前都没有想到，所以我今天后悔了。
He regretted or he repent not because he was surprised that something happened, because he did not see that coming.
他知道，而且他把解决的方法也摆出来了。
He knew that that would happen, and he still prepared the salvation for that.
再来看约拿书的三章十节。
So let's go back and look at Jonah 3:10.
连约拿都没有想到，甚至不盼望，这些尼尼微城的人来悔改。
Even Jonah could not have seen that the people in Nineveh would repent.
但是从上到下，从里到外，全面的悔改。
But everyone in the city, from the king to the child, everyone in the city repented.
神就后悔。
God relented.
上次问过，如果神早就定义要毁尼尼微城
，I've asked you this before. If God had willed to destroy Nineveh,
何必 bother? 何必麻烦约拿老先生呢
？Then why did he bother to send Jonah?
降一把一个火山天火就把烧掉。
He could have just sent fire to just burn the city off.
送一个 Florida 的小小的台风就把它吹掉。
Could have sent a small little Florida hurricane then.
神动个小拇指，他们就没有了。
God just lift his finger and he could have destroyed them.
神停止我鼻子的气息，我就走了。
God, all God has to do is to stop me from breathing and I'll be gone.
但是神叫约拿回转。
But God caused Jonah to repent.
他让约拿 他自己来看见尼尼微城整个的悔改是怎么样的悔改。
He caused Jonah to see how Nineveh repented, how the whole city come back to God.
因为他要后悔。
Because God want to repent.
He want to repent.
God wants to repent.
你在这边，你看见在万世万代之前，他就预备他的儿子要为你为我死在十字架上。
Here you saw how God before the foundation of the world, many generations before, wants to send his son.To die for you.
你说这太深了，太广了，超越时空，我的脑袋要炸掉了。
You think this is so deep, so wide, so I can't, my brain cannot contain these.
我一点兴趣都没有，在礼拜天跟大家讲神学。
I do not want to talk theology with any of you on the Sunday morning.
今天的落实是你呢，我呢。
Today's.Application is it for you, and what is the application for you and for me?
Jonah's repentance, Nineveh's repentance, God's repentance. How about your and my repentance? 感谢主，剩下来的你自己做决定，你自己去思想。
With all of these that we've spoken, what is left is for our repentance. So we leave it up to you to make the decision.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。